Hello. Welcome to Learning English Through the Bible. In the past times, we have read some Bible passages and have seen that God is our loving Father. He desires to have many sons and daughters. He has prepared an everlasting home for us where there will be no pain, no tears, and no death, and where He will be with us forever. But will every human being go to that beautiful home when Jesus comes back to judge and destroy the whole world? The Bible clearly says no. Why not? It is because of the ugliest thing called sin that separates us from God. Sin? Wasn't all that God created very good in His sight? How did such an ugly thing, sin, enter into the world? Let's take a careful look at chapter 3 of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. In verse 1, the Bible says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animals the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God really say, you must not eat from any tree in the garden?'" Here we see that sin came to mankind through the serpent. Serpent is another word for snake. The serpent was one of the wild animals created by God. But later on in the Bible, we learn that it was the devil who possessed it. The serpent was better than anyone else in tricking and deceiving. He chose the woman for his attack. The way of his attack was through talking. He started with a question, "Did God really say?" In this way, he led her to doubt God's word. But his leading was so subtle, and his question seemed so reasonable, that the woman didn't notice his motive at all. Please be aware that the serpent knew God and God's word very well. He purposely changed God's command on one tree to all the trees in the garden. Now let's read two more verses and see how the serpent succeeded in seducing the woman. The woman said to the serpent, "We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden. But God did say, you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden, and you must not touch it, or you will die." The serpent's strategy was to make the woman follow his train of thought, rather than to watch and defend. By doing that, he discovered her weaknesses. Let's read Genesis 2:16 through 17 and see what God's command was. "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die." Now you must have found out that the woman didn't know God's command accurately. In particular, she added a part, "You must not touch it." Later on, we shall see that this addition of hers was a fatal mistake. Verses 4 and 5 tell us about the serpent's trickery. "You will not surely die," the serpent said to the woman, "for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." Seeing that the woman wasn't firm about God's command, the serpent took advantage of her weaknesses and drew a conclusion for her, "You will not surely die." Then he reasoned for her and put God and mankind on opposing sides. He told her that knowing good and evil was good, and that God withheld that good thing from them. Do you see how smart the serpent was? Even though he was talking with the woman, four times he used the plural form of you instead of the singular form. This is not obvious in English, of course. That led the woman to make a decision for herself and for her husband. All the serpent did was to speak some words. By those words, he gave the woman a new perspective of God. He changed her mind so that God's word was no longer important to her. Let's go on to the next verse. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food, and pleasing to the eye, and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it. She also gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. The woman accepted the serpent's message, and it became her own thought. She liked the fruit as food. She wanted the pleasure out of it, and even more so, she determined to gain the power of wisdom through it. She stretched out her arm, took some, and ate it. After that, there was no need for the devil to seduce her husband, because she gave some to him, and he ate it also. Ever since then, the flesh, the sensual desires of man, became the ruler of man's soul, and sin automatically spread from man to man, even without further efforts of the devil. Now sin entered into mankind through the first man and woman. What would it do to them? Let's read verse 7. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made coverings for themselves. An interesting point to note here is that the eyes of the man and the woman were opened at the same time. This occurred after the man ate the fruit. They were indeed one flesh. Here, the English translation is more accurate than the Chinese translation. Their eyes were opened, and they saw something for the first time. They had not had the knowledge of good and evil, because there was no evil, but only good in them. Now that was no longer the case. They knew good and evil, because the evil was present inside them, and they were not able to get rid of it. That's something the serpent would never tell them, of course. Now their conscience started working, so they realized they were naked. They tried to cover themselves with leaves. But can leaves really cover them? Of course not. But it was too late for them to go back. They were trapped and totally helpless. The first man and woman got themselves into big trouble. But did God the Creator give them up? Was there still any hope for them? And is there any way for mankind to overcome sin? We'll have to wait until next month to continue our study of the second part of chapter 3. Until then, may God bless you. May God's word be in you and protect you. Please don't forget, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever. 1 Peter 1:24-25. Bye-bye!